Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara, towards the bottom of Samach Chesam Ebeis, Gemara discusses the next inyan about the halacha of a person makes a bracha and goes into another room, and the shaila is about making another bracha. Is that considered a hefsik? Are you able to make another bracha? So the Gemara discusses that we said yesterday that a person goes into a place and makes a bracha and then goes into the next room. So the halacha is, it goes into the dining room. So halacha is he has to make another bracha. So the question is, why would he have to make another bracha? What's the din of shinu makom? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Tanam tam tani, look to the Mishnah Masechah Sukkah. Sukkah shiva ketzad. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah says, what's the din of the sukkah? So how does a person observe the mitzvah sukkah? What is the gedarim of the mikayim, the mitzvah sukkah? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, gama melecho, person has to eat all the days of sukkah in the sukkah, and on the last day, on the seventh day, when he finishes eating, lo yatir sukkaso, he should not undo his sukkah, do not break apart the sukkah. Now, okay, what's the reason why lo yatir sukkah? Now, we're not talking about where you, on Yom Tov, of course, on Yom Tov, it's a Meisa Malacha, a steward. You can't, you're not allowed to go ahead and take the sukkah down. That's not what we're referring to. We're referring to where it's the last day Chol HaMoed. So Meila, the halacha is that you're not allowed to knock the sukkah down. And the reason for that is, even though Chol HaMoed you can, because the Pnei Moshe says, Shereilo Kol HaYom Chovaso. Since the whole day of the last day is a chov, you have to sleep there, and if you want to eat another suda there, you have to have another suda. As Gemara says in Daf Mem Tes and Sukkah, so the Meila, therefore, you're not supposed to take down the sukkah. You're not going to have the opportunity to use the sukkah again. So therefore, what do you do though? How do you prepare for that night, which is the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres? How do you prepare? Says the Mishnah, from Mincha Lamaila, from the time of his man Mincha and Lamaila. So Mincha Ketana, 2.5 hours before Shkia, you got to go ahead and bring your kalim, your furniture, and your table, your chairs, your beds, or whatever, into the house to do that. And the reason for that is Shalom Yom Tov Achron, because of the covenant of the Yom Tov Achron, because of Shmini Atzeres, you have to have, it's Yom Tov, and at night starts, you have to have your table and chairs to eat from, eat, you have to have a bed to sleep on, you have to have kalim to use, dishes to use. So Mimela, therefore, the halacha is that a person, you can't knock it down, but because you may need the sukkah, but you could take out the kalim, the things you'll need, so that you're able to go ahead and use it for Shmini Atzeres. Now, of course, we're talking about where you're in Eretz Yisrael, which Shmini Atzeres, we do not eat in the sukkah. This would be in Chutz Laretz. We eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, so therefore you don't even have to bring the kalim in, because the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that we don't make a bracha. Yesuv yelo marachina. We eat, sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, but we just don't make a bracha of leishev sukkah. So therefore that doesn't apply. It's talking about the Eretz Yisrael, where Shmini Atzeres you would take your things into the house. Says the Gemara. Rav Abba, Rav Kana, Rav Chia, by Rashi, the Allah said that there is a shita that seems to disagree with this. The different girsas, whether it's the name of Rav or not the name of Rav, that says that the we have the Pnei Moshe as the girsa of Rav. Others in the Zifka says it's not Rav, it's somebody else. And the it's this memra. But what does the memra say? So the Mishnah says the halacha is of the of moving into the sukkah. You're not to knock it down. You can go ahead and eat your sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. But what about a person who needs the sukkah? What is the case we're talking about in the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is we have a person who wrote to Lissa Basukkah Gamalel Yom Tov Achron. So what is the halacha? So therefore, you want to go ahead and eat. Either you have no place to eat, you have a lot of guests, and you have no place to eat in the house, so you need to still stay in the sukkah. Or the weather it's better for the weather, it's too hot inside, and you want to eat in the sukkah. So the question is, you can't eat in the sukkah because Lamai said it's the din of Baal Tosef. So even though your kavanah is not l'shei mitzvah, but the fact that it looks like you're going into sukkah another day, Maris Ayin, the halacha is that you cannot eat in the sukkah. So what do you have to do? So then when it's still day, which means the last day Chol HaMoed, You're going to go. You know that tonight you're going to eat in the sukkah. So therefore, you go ahead and you passel the sukkah. You have to passel the sukkah. Because it doesn't look like you had dinner baltosif, so you have to go passel the sukkah. And what does that mean? So he says that you have to make a hole in the skak of at least a dalet tefachim, dalet by dalet. So that shows that you're the sukkah's puzzle. It shows you're not eating a l'shem sukkah. So even though be'etzem, you're not doing a l'shem sukkah, it's not a din about baltosif, you want to add on to the mitzvah, but since the fact that people see that you're still sitting in the sukkah, it looks like you are. Looks like you still want to be Moisif, and therefore Marizai, and therefore you have to be Pasil the Sukkah to make a Shia of Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi Amar says you don't have to Pasil the Sukkah, but if you didn't do it, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then you have to go ahead. So notes, you didn't Pasil the Sukkah, and you want to eat in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, so what do you do? So if you're supposed to Pasil, but if you didn't Pasil it, so therefore, Halacha says the Gemara, Shimon Levi, Lekadosh Pasok Beso. You can go ahead and be Mekadosh Pasok Beso, and then go out and eat in the sukkah. You know, says the Pnei Moshe. If you wrote to Lekol B'lei Yom Tov, even if you want to go eat in the sukkah, you have to Mekadosh in the house, because this way you're making Kiddush Shal Yom Shmini Atzeres, and a Shayach L'Sukkah, it's not Shayach L'Sukkah. So mainly you're making Kiddush house, and it's clearly Nicker that you're making Kiddush and you're going out for the Suda, that it's not L'Shem Sukkah. So therefore, you weren't able to apostle it, but that itself is the way you're apostling it. Mamela, therefore, now again, of course, we're talking about, says the Chavedim, Rebbeinu Nisim, that you're going in, you have a mind to eat, Daito Lecho B'Sukkah, so you still have a mind to eat in the Sukkah, and to go out to the Sukkah, but Lamaisa, you're being Mekadesh inside. So what do we see from over here? So Mamela, we see that the Lahalok is that you'll be able to go ahead and go from one room to the other room from inside your sukkah, in the dining room, where you're making kiddush, and go outside eating the sukkah. You see, you're allowed to do that. So you see the same idea. So halacha we find the chayra astira. We find astira in halacha is that a person is eating in one house, and you want to go ahead and eat in another house this suda. Halacha is you have to make kiddush again because you have to have a kiddush makam suda. So meila since Lamaisa, the chayre, it looks like it's a machlokes. Here you see you can go from the sukkah, from your dining room, you can go ahead, you don't have to make kiddush. You can be yotzei eating the suda. It's not a chesaron, a violation of kiddush makam suda. Then we have the halacha here, with the name of Shmuel, that you have to make kiddush again, because it is a violation of kiddush makam suda. So the chayre, it's a machlokes. So the Gemara says, you say another halacha in the name of Yeshua that says that the halacha is me tzukasa ariva lach. A person whose sukkah is very ariva. It's pleasant for him. It's something that he wants to do. It's nice. He wants to eat there in the sukkah. So then the halacha is, what do you do in such a case? Right? Shmiyat seris. And you didn't knock the sukkah down. You didn't parcel it. You want to go out in your sukkah. When it says Makadosh Alei B'Yom Ha'Akman Shabbosot Pesach, you make the Kiddush Shmini Atzeres in your house. You go ahead and eat the sukkah. Again, we're talking, of course, what you had in mind. So therefore, you see that the idea is that you're allowed to do it. It's not a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. It's not a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Gemara says, "Would I make it a separate Kiddush?" So the Chayra, it's a Machloek. It's a Stira in Halacha. Do we say is a Kiddush Makom Suda a problem or not? So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Avin, lo peligut." Be'etzim Rav Shmuel and Rav Yoshea are really not arguing. Be'etzim you could reconcile both of these shitas. Why? The Mar Rav Yoshea, that the Rav Yoshea said that look, is you have to go ahead, you make Kiddush and go eat in the sukkah. That's because you died to lechol b'tzachol. You had a mind to do it in the sukkah. So if you had a mind, that's not a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda because you had a mind to eat there. So if you had a mind to go eat in the sukkah, that's okay. But Ma'ad Shmuel, the one who says in Shmuel, says the halacha that you have to make kiddush again, that's shaloya daita b'lecha b'sukkah. You didn't have a mind to eat in the sukkah. So now, you didn't have a mind to eat b'bayi sukkah. You had a mind. You had a mind to eat, to make kiddush. You can eat your suit in your dining room. You finish making kiddush, and someone invited you to go next door to eat by your neighbor. So Mela, you have to make kiddush again, because there, that's a violation of kiddush makom suda. Because here, you didn't have a mind for to go there, and therefore that would be a problem. So Vaisdeis that the last svara Kiddush Makom Suda is that as long as you, when you make Kiddush, you had in mind for the Suda there. That's Kiddush Makom Suda. But if you didn't have in mind, then then you won't be able to do that, even if it's in the sukkah itself, because there you didn't have in mind for it, so therefore that's not a din of Kiddush Makom Suda. L'chayra, it's two separate halakas. In other words, one is where you go ahead and you want to when you make the Kiddush, so Mela, therefore the Kiddush itself is going on the Suda. So when you make Kiddush and now you want to go to another house to eat the Suda, so it's a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda because the Kiddush was not on that Suda. Therefore, that's the halacha of the Gemara of the Miyashi of the two Shitas. Now, in Maisa, there are those who disagree and say that the Nafkamina is where the person's in two separate places. If it's two separate places, then you know one is in the same house and one is in its different houses. So if it's in the same house, so therefore there are Shitas that hold that that's not considered a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda. So from this dining room to the Sukkah is like one house. Or from the dining room to the kitchen is one house. But if you're going to a different house, a different bias akar, then that's a different location. There would be a requirement. That would be a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda, even if you have a das, and you'd have to make Kiddush again. Gemara says, L'chayra, this is the one way to reconcile. But Amar Rav Anavana says, no. Really bad, and they are arguing. But how am I yashiv the shitas? Asi Shmuel Rav Chiya. Shmuel said that you have to make Kiddush again. Holds Rav Chiya, who says that Lamaisa, you have to pass the sukkah. And Mela, therefore, if you didn't pass the sukkah, you can't eat in the sukkah. So Mela, you have to go ahead and make another Kiddush. Well, it says you can't, because you can't eat in the sukkah. What's the pshat? Now, since Lamaisa Rav Chiya holds that you didn't pass the sukkah, it's no good. So Mela, therefore, therefore, you can't make Kiddush in one place and go to someplace else because it wasn't your intention. So, Meila, therefore, that would be a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. However, Rav Yoshia, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, he was Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who said that Meila, if you didn't pass the sukkah, you can't eat in the sukkah, and you have to make Kiddush. Meila, therefore, there's no other choice. Meila, therefore, you can make Kiddush there, and therefore, that would be a din of Kiddush Makom Suda. In other words, Shur Ben Levi is saying, since La Halacha is, you can't, it's been about Tosef, it looks like Marasayim about Tosef, and Mela, you have to do it. So if you have to do it, it has to be a Kondor Shmuel, that therefore you can make Kiddush in the other room. It's not a violation of Kiddush Makom Suda. But if you hold the other Shita and Shmuel that holds that you can't, that is a violation. So Mela, therefore, you have to have a Kiddush Makom Suda itself. And therefore, since you didn't pass the sukkah, and therefore you can't do it, you will not be able to eat in the sukkah because you don't have the pasal sukkah. It's a din of marasayin. And memelo, you're not yotzei the kiddush. And therefore, the halacha would be that if you didn't pass the sukkah, it's not good. So therefore, there would be a blight. So we have two ways to learn. Is it we reconcile the two shitas? It's not a machlokas? Or do we say that it would be a machlokas? It's nagela halacha, or whether you'd be allowed to eat in the sukkah or not. The paskin, the luck is the ain kiddush makom suda. We hold that you really have to, and you have to make the kiddush again. The mele, therefore, the luck would be, and the gemara probably comes out for sure that the only way to eat in the sukkah on leil shmini atzeres is only if you pass the sukkah. If you didn't pass the sukkah, there would be no way for you to be makshir eating there to avoid the dinner of marasayin, and elamai kiddush in the house that does not work. Because we paskin like Shmuel that you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. Gemara said before that when you have, they would go ahead and they would drink the wine. So Gemara says in one place and would go to another place, they would have to go into the dining room from the outside, from the hallway, the lobby, into the dining room. You have to make another b'riah gafen. Does this only apply to yayin, or does this apply to other things as well? So Amar Rav Ami, Gemara said Rav Ami says, so Samarish neklokim b'peros. This b'riah halacha is, it also applies even when you're going ahead and you're eating peros, which means what? You eat peros in one place, and now you're not being so, you're just in it's sort of a derech haroi. So now you want to go ahead and you're going to eat, now you're going to go ahead and eat fruit again. So the halacha is, do we say the same halacha applies that you're sitting together with other people, but you're not the seva, so therefore, just like yayin itself, you have to make another bracha. So to bury piyates, you also. So in other words, you also have to make it. What's an afkamina? Nafkamina would be, do we say that there's a difference of a seba and sitting, or a seba, no gea, to to Birkas HaPeres as well. Because the pashtus would be that Yayin is a din of a kvius. But maybe Peros, there's no din by Peros. Maybe by Peros, we don't consider it a kvius. And maybe therefore by Peros, they have, one bracha should be sufficient. We don't say, we don't make a difference between Yayin and Peros. But the Gemara says, according to Ravami, that no, the Brisa does make the same chiluk applies, Yayin and Peros are the same halacha, and you would require to make another bracha, if it's a bar roi, another bracha by pre-eats if you have the fruit in another place. Says the Mishnah, b'lem yayin b'sokh mazon. If you brought wine in the middle of the Suda, halacha is you have to go ahead and make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, again, for yourself, you're not yotza with someone else, you yourself. In the beginning of the Suda by Kiddush, one person's yotza others. But yayin in the middle of the meal, one person, make you have to make your bracha yourself. You have to make it yourself. Gemara says, shola benzom, they ask the shayla, meima, what's the reason why you have to make yourself? What's the ask them? What's the reason for the halacha? What's the reason for the Mishnah? Why can't one person be yotze? If you could be yotze in the beginning of the Suda, making Kiddush, you could be yotze. So why can't you be yotze if you have wine in the middle of the Suda? They bring wine to everybody in the Suda. Why does everyone have to make a bracha by themselves? Why can't they each one be yotze, everyone else? So I'm like, because the throat is not empty. What does that mean? It means that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to answer, in other words, while you're eating, and someone's going to be yotze everyone else, the other people will still be eating, and after you answer a main, it'll choke, because you're not supposed to speak when you're eating, because you could choke on it, you'll block up the windpipe. So Mamela, they can't do it. Why do you have to answer a main? Says the Charedim, the Charedim brings down that it quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, and says that even though normally Shema Kone, you yotze even without Amein, but we all, halacha is, you really should answer Amein. So since you have to answer Amein, so Mamela, then the halacha would be, even one word Amein alone is enough to be considered, enough to go ahead and the, so if you hold that's the Shita, that you have to answer Amein, so we're afraid that if everyone has to make, if everyone makes their own bracha, so they won't be eating when they make the bracha. But if one person could be yotze, meaning Shema Kona, then everybody else could continue eating, listening to the Mavarech, and then answer Amein. When they say Amein, they could choke on their food while they're answering Amein. Therefore, the look is, we want everyone to go ahead and make the bracha on their themselves. The question, halacha l'maisa, do we say, that is the halacha l'maisa, that a person needs to answer Amein before, without answering Amein. So that's a shayla in the sugya brachas, and the sham is mashmah, that you don't need Amein, but it seems from the Rush Paschal's halacha that you do have to answer Amein. Amar Amana says this halacha we find in the Braisa. We learn the Braisa. Ahon da'otish goy milchwa. Person, when it goes ahead and sneezes in the middle of a meal, also lemeimar yes, you can't tell him yes. Megin sakanta denafsh, because you're putting yourself into sakana. What does this word mean? Yesu means asusa. You say zot. We tell a person to like the gesundheit. We don't tell a person yais yela asul refuah. Should be gesund. Should be gesundheit. We tell that's the expression. Yais is yela asul refuah. That's sakana, because we say, you're going to say, while you're in the middle of eating, someone sneezes, and you're going to say, gesundheit, while you have something in your mouth, you'll choke. So maybe it's not, it won't be punished. Just like over there, you can't answer Amein. That's why you have to drink yourself. So too, the same idea over here, that you will go ahead and you may choke, and that's why we don't say this as well. The same concept applies in this halacha. This halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Amag Mubra. So that's like we said, halacha is that a person goes ahead and make a bracha yourself. So what about if a person makes the Gemugma, makes on spices? You have the bracha you put in a sweet spice in the meal. Halacha is, Amag Mubra. One person makes it, and one person can make the bracha on everyone else. In other words, that your person in the beginning of the Suda makes a bracha before the Suda starts on the spices. And then he's going to make the spices, you could bring spices now in the middle of the Suda. That same person also makes the bracha as well for Miyotz everybody else. And the question is, why is it different than a Suda, than anything else? Why is it different than a bracha on a Yayin or Peros? I mean, we'll be Yayin. Why by Yayin? It says, Kolakam Avarach Le'atzmo. We don't have the person in the middle of the meal make a bracha of everybody else. So why, by Mukmar, why is that different? I said, Mukmar Kul Marichan, because by Mukmar, everyone smells. Yayin Ekadu told me one person only tasted. So what's the pshat? What does that mean? In other words, is that the There's a difference why we say you machalik. Mugma kol makul marichin echad v'shay brali. Everyone shayach the bracha. Everyone smells it. Everyone smells it. So therefore, everyone could go out biyotza with the bracha. But yayin, only one person is toyam. So therefore, everyone go atzmo. Each one needs their own bracha. So therefore, you should go ahead and make your own bracha. So everyone's already there because they finished eating. But here, when your person's going ahead, and one person be yotze, maybe one person's eating, one person's not eating. Mamela, he's not drinking the wine. So therefore, you're going to be yotze with this person drinking yayin, but you're not going to be drinking your wine. You're not up to drinking your wine yet. You're still eating. So therefore, we say, but yayin should be different. Each one by himself. But mukmar, everyone smells. Everyone gets the same. So everyone smells. Everyone's the same time. It's smelling the sweet smell. Mainly, therefore, one could be yotze and answer amen, because the halacha is that the you'll be yotze together because you're already being nana. You don't have to stop what you're doing to be yotze. The be able to makayim the bracha of the bracha on the reyach that he's making on mukmar. That is the way the charedim explains the gemara's teretz. Mukmar, another look in mukmar and spices. Kivin she'ela, ashan. So a person goes ahead and raises. Once the smoke comes out, you have to make the bracha on it. What does it mean? In other words, when do you make the bracha? When you begin to inhale the smell of the incense, or when it's actually lit? So he says, afa pisha dain lo gia reyach. Says the pretty much etzavilavare. Once it was lit, you lit it. Now the incense is beginning to rise. Even though you didn't smell it yet, then although you make barim neyap some, but you tip some, you make it. You make the bracha because you see the psamim burning, as the Rashi Misalu explains the mavarik bari atzei b'samim, because now you see it burning. Later you're not going to see it, so therefore it's not ba'en. It's going to be burnt up. So maybe you make it when it's still ba'en, and therefore that's when you make it when you as soon as it's lit, even before the fragrance of the incense reaches you, you still have to make the bracha. So Gemara says. The other halach. Rabbi Yemi wanted to test Rav Zera on brachas to see if he was a bucky in brachas. So Rabbi Yemi, what did he do? Rabbi says, so he said to him, how does one say the bracha of shemen arev on a sweet smelling spice, on pleasant spice? What do you on oil? What bracha do you make? What's the shayla? What is it? What was the shayla that he's asking him? He's asking him the shayla, when we say the shemen arev shemen la parsimon, when would be the proper to make the bracha? This is a difficult shayla because we find in Eretz Yisrael, this thing comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to know, would it be ate psamim, is that the bracha you make or not? What bracha would you make? So Gemara says, get some shemen arev amalei. Say we said asher nasan reak tov b'shemen arev. The person who says it was a good aroma into a pleasant oil. You put sweet smelling things together in the oil. It comes together. It's made together. So it does both. So I'm a lev. You said to Masha Nasan Reach Tov Be'atzib Samim. The proper thing is, that's not what you say, you're wrong. The proper thing, Masha Nasan Reach Tov Be'atzib Samim. That is the proper way to make the bracha, not the way he said it, but rather to say Be'atzib Samim, which means that you'll make a bracha. In other words, the regular bracha itself, what was wrong? Why did he criticize him? Because you don't make. Why did he tell him to make a bracha on Ratzi Atzi Epsom? What's the nafkamina in what he did? Well, it says the nafkamina that he did was said because it explains that because this is the proper way. You don't put shvach on Atzi Epsomim Shabara Aga. It's not the reason why it was created. You're not creating. It's. You have to create, the wood was not made for the oil that was coming out. It's separate bracha. In other words, that you make a bracha on something that's more kosher. So the more kosher is not the fragrance, but it's the wood of the tree from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, which is the proper thing is, therefore, to make the bracha, asher nasan reach tov ba'atzei psamim. Atzei psamim is the kosher thing. And that's what you have to do. That's the more kosher of the bracha. Gemara says, they were sitting together discussing what the brachas to make. Kanama once said, they were discussing which brachas to make. So Gemara says, one said to make brachas on some reactor, that's a psalmim. Karana, the other one said brachas on some reactor, but ace of aretz in the grass, in the ace of asadu, which is the bari atzve psalmim. This is the great proper way to make it. So Gemara says, fake the Gemara Kasha. What do you mean? Why would he ask the Kasha? Amazing. What I want to say is about the man diyama beitzim psamim. He ate some later. Is it the wood? You're making a bracha on the wood? Is that the bracha? In other words, you already made bracha on the reach toll. So what's the bracha on the wood for? So Amaleh Aksiv Atitrim Mithivshei Eretz. It says in the pasuk that you hid them in the flax. The pasuk in Yoshua, when they were found, they went and they hid themselves amongst the flax that were drying on her roof. On the rock of Azona, she hid them behind the big flax that were drying. Etzim, are they etzim? Why did you call them etzim? They were not trees. Why did you call them etzim? Teretzim, we'd call them etzim because of the chashivas of it. So Mele, that's why you make the bracha on the same idea. You make the bracha on the chashivas of it because they called atzim b'samim because they were chashim. So it's not a very pre-eight. It doesn't come from the ground. But the atzim b'samim, because they were very chashim, they gave off a sweet smell. So Mele, on the wood itself is considered chashim. That's why they called it atzim b'samim rather than esve b'samim. When I say Sulkin Beis Rav, when the two came to the house of Rav, they went to ask him what to do. Shama Akuna Mayav. They said the name Akuna, the name of Rav. They said Amar Ashabeyachlanat Atzei Pesamim. That was the proper way to do it, as you mentioned before, as Atzei Pesamim, not on Esav Pesamim, but on the Atzei Pesamim was the proper way to make the bracha. That is the proper bracha. Gemara says that therefore that was how he answered. Gemara says. Another halacha l'gabei psamim, gneiva ama, shemen l'zuama. When you make fragrance, Gemara says to take away l'zuuma, a bad smell. In other words, you're not doing this for the sake of the for the sake of the burn. You're not making the thing for a sweet smell, but rather to take away a bad smell. Dalavuri sarchaninu says the Resh Lobel Ariyak. You're not doing it to smell, but rather to take away a bad smell. Therefore, you don't make a bracha, and I learned in the Mishnah, ain't mevorach al psamim shel meisim. You don't make a bracha al psamim shel meisim, because that's only to take away the smell of the mace. So therefore, that you don't make a bracha. It's not called hana, says the Pnei Moshe. It's not called hana. Hana is when you're doing it for the smell of it, for the good smell of it, not to take away a bad smell. So mele, therefore, ain't tzarich l'berach. When it says, you don't make a bracha. When you're done, I feel to cover the sof yado. Even if he goes ahead and puts it into his hand, even then you don't make a bracha. What does it mean? Lakovil sof yado. So you put shemen harbe v'nikva biyado. Says the Pnei Moshe, he put in a lot of oil into his hand, overflowing oil. So therefore, besides the mezdekas of sof yado, there's still also love. It's not more to take away the dirt on his hand, but it was enough to overflow that there'll be a smell as well. So I feel lakovil sof yado. Even for that purpose, you're putting so much in your hand that you can gather it in your hand. Still in all, so it's not just the cleaning, you're actually doing it because it smells. Now look, if for the sake of the smell of it, still in all, you don't make a bracha. Because the ikkar is not for that, the ikkar is to remove the dirt from your hand. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. Aruna Kabbalah Shem Huna said, a bracha on marabates, alintis, besok beso. A person goes, springs alintis at his house, in a sort of verk. What is this alintis? That's it. Again, you put in yeshbo shemen afarasimai. You sprinkle on your floor to clean the floor, and it has been mixed in it sweet smelling shemen. Malabiakto gives a good tov. Ain't it so lebarak? Because again, the rebuts are biased from Mashabiakto. The person goes ahead and washes their floor with a mop and uses very delicious smelling bleach or delicious smelling floor cleanser. Halakha is you don't make a bracha, but I has a cherry reyach, it has a sweet smell to it. But since the ikar tam of it is to wash the floor, to clean the floor, and it adds to it, it has a smell to it, that's not the ikar, and therefore ikar is to clean the house, and mainly you don't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on the circle of you don't make a bracha on it. But again, you're putting water on the floor to clean the floor, the dirt on the floor, and the fact that it has a smell to it is not. You don't make a bracha on that, either not nikra be'ain, or because of the fact, Pnei Moshe says it's not be'ain, it's absorbed into the ground. But either way, the halacha doesn't require a bracha. Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Kula No'oma, all these different things, a reyach, all these different mugmars, all these different incenses we said, I don't know the reyach, tov ba'atzei psamim, ba me'ahan musukin, except for these ones made of muskin, the yayma asher nosen reyach, tov b'minei psamim. What is this muskin? So he says that comes from an animal. It's the musk from an animal. And zeas chaya nimtzes behodu says the Rishlo. These things. These are type of an animal that comes from a wild animal that comes from a deer that is found in Hodu in Turkey. Actually, I say in India. Hodu is India. But Kais Nasib Orin, in the summer, they make from those skins, they make the Others say it refers to something that you make from the sweat of the animals that you make a musko. It hardens, and you make some, you know, and you can make some kind of a material with it. There you make a baruch pisamim. Why do you make a baruch pisamim? Because again, there it has, even though it's made for it's all these things are not asif, not asif a boisim. It's made. It's not a tree. It's not a piece of wood. And it's not a grass, but it's a part of the animal. But it's made for the sweet smelling part of it, and therefore you don't make a bracha. But on those you make asher nasan reach tov minei psalmim, since it has psalmim by definition, it's made for the spices. So maybe it's not a wood, right? It comes from an animal, but it has the sweet smelling part. It becomes psalmim from that part. And maybe therefore we make a bracha of asher nasan tov minei psalmim. But I'd say your aser psalmim would be inappropriate because it does not come from there.